So we get to the next to Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph. The Mishnah says on Daf Nun Testament based in the first source. The Mishnah says Va'isha Shi'osa Tzrachel. That's just Loshon Nekiyah, means the woman's going to the bathroom urinating. Rashi says it's not on the part of the second source. Rashi Tzrachel and Meiraglaim. Whatever reason, Rashi comments on that same phrase later in the Mishnah, not on the part of that quote. I just put it here because that's what it means. It means the Meiraglaim urinates and Rosa Dam. She finds Dam. Once you go to the bathroom, a normal procedure. So Meir Omer, it depends on what position she was in when she was going to the bathroom. Meir Omer Imo Medes Tmeya. If she was standing, then we have to assume that this was might have been Dam Nida, and therefore she's Tmeya. The Dam that was mixed in with the Meir line. You know, Sheves, but she was sitting. Normally women sit when they urinate. So when she was sitting, then we assume it came from some sort of a maka and nothing to do with the uterus, and therefore tahora. That's the sheet of Reb Meir. Yossi, I'm a ben kach, tahora. Yossi says, either way, she's tahora. And the Gemara will explain the difference. That's in the third source. The Gemara writer by Yom Tessam Bezi asks, Maishno medis, why should it be different what her position is? When she, again, it's rare that a woman urinates standing up, but why should it make a difference in terms of this din? So the Gemara says, "De amrinan, meiraglaim hadur lemokor va'aisidam." We're afraid that maybe, you know, internally, just to put it as directly as I can, the urine kind of backed up, if you will. It went in there, entered into the uterus, and took some dam out. That's not the normal thing to happen. But the Gemara seems to understand that the Meir's point is that if she's standing, which is not the normal way. Okay, the presumption is she was standing because she was looking for a place to sit down, and she had to hold it in, had to hold it back, and so kind of the urine kind of backed up, if you will, inside the system. You can look at go online and just see. I think at the very beginning of the year I showed you from my attendance book just with the picture of the. But you can go online and see that if it kind of backed up. Now, I don't know. I have to admit that I'm not sure if medically. That could even happen based on an analysis of medicine today. I don't know. What's that? What's that? Yeah, they're not really connected. So I don't really know. Maybe there are some ways. Whatever, the Gemara is assuming, at least the Meir was assuming, that somehow when she was standing, she was holding it in. Normally women sit and they go to the bathroom. And here she was running around, whatever she is. She just... I had to go and couldn't hold it anymore. So the act of holding it back, if you will, she was trying to hold it back, and that may have caused it to go choshish anyway. That may have caused it to back into the mocker, into the uterus, and dam came out. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Yoshev is nami name of Eraglaim Hodul Mokar Vaisi Dam. That should also, I guess it's possible, but she was holding it back for a while. She did find a place to sit down, but the act of holding it back could have happened when she was sitting well. It could also be that she tried to hold it in. And also back in the uterus. Why does it matter? The criterion should not be standing or sitting. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Amar Shmuel b'mezanekes. Mezanekes. Now here, it's a question of how the meiraglaim comes out. Okay, normally, the normal meiraglaim, when it comes out, also the man, just the pressure kind of comes out in a like an arc, so to speak. It doesn't drip straight down. The force of the muscles, where the part of the body is pushing it out, pushes out. When a man goes to the bathroom also, right? It kind of pushes it out. It doesn't just drip straight down. Okay, it comes out. So the Gemara says, Shmuel says, in the case of Yosheves, we're talking about that the meiraglaim flowed out normally. If it flowed out normally, it means she wasn't holding it back because, if she was holding it back and it came out unwillingly, unknowingly, then it wouldn't have come out in that way. Holding the muscles, holding it back. Again, you can think of yourself, if you go to the bathroom, you're holding it back. So sometimes, I guess it's rare, but let's say with a little kid or sometimes an older person, so, kind of leaks out, if you will, okay, a little bit. So the normal way when a person goes to the bathroom, so it comes out, that's called mizanekis. It shoots out, it streams out, whatever the exact, translation would be. So, therefore, if it comes out, normally that's the case of Yosheves, as Shmuel, says the Gemara. Shmuel explains that that when it says in the sheet of Reb Meir that Yosheves is Tahora, it means it came out in the normal fashion. There's no reason to be choshesh. Yeah, maybe she should hold it. In other words, she wasn't Omedes, and it didn't come out in an unusual fashion, so therefore it's regular going to the bathroom. And that, as you said, that has nothing to do with the uterus, nothing to do with the mokar. And therefore, if there happened to be dam, some mixed in, so then Reb Meir says she's tahora, because that presumably is dam from a mokar or something else, got nothing to do with dam neither. Okay? Then Gemara asks, 1 second, Dilma Bosa de Tamu Maya Osadam. But maybe after she finished the Meraglayim, after she, she was sitting on the sort of like the edge of the, we call it toilet, some kind of a basin, right, into which one urinated. The dam was inside. If it would have been in Issa, the boss of the Talmudai, said the Gemara is saying maybe we should be choshesh. The blood was not mixed in with the urine, but maybe the blood came out. Just so happened to come out right after she urinated, but it really was blood from the mukkar. No, it's in a kasha. It was in a chanami. We've shown that it's not blood that mixed in with the urine. Good, because it came out normally and she was sitting normal. Everything was normal, so we don't have to be choshesh that it was dam that was from the mukkar that somehow got mixed in the miracle life. But she didn't notice it when it came out. You don't notice it until you look in the seifel, into the basin, into which she's matel the miracle life. So maybe it came out afterwards. Now it's all in the same basin, but maybe it came out from the mockery afterwards. So the Gemara said, no, because she was sitting on Shvasa Seifon, it would have come out, it would have been on the rim, so to speak, on the base of the Seifon, not inside. Okay. Shvasa Seifon, the boy, lashtukuchi. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Im Isa, the boss of the Talmaya, so if you tell me it was down from the mockery, it came out, nothing to do with urinating, it just came out afterwards, still, it would have been found on Shvasa Seifon. And Omar Shmuel, Amir, Omar Behuda, Omar Shmuel, Halacha Kibiosi. Halacha is like Kibiosi. Again, it said Ben Kapo Ben Chatzotara all the way, okay. And the Chayin Orilo Reb Abba LeKala Kala the Kuf Kuf Lamin Aleph was Rashi's name of a person. Reb Abba Paskin, we told Kala about this wherever he was. Halacha Gabiosi, okay. That's the sugya in Nida and Tesla base. Let's look at a couple of Rashi's. Rashi was Mizanekis. Mizanekis in Mekal four. The Mizanekis that was Shmuel said that it came out in sort of like in this arc fashion. Mekaleches that came up. Mekuluach ki urcha. That's normal. Ki urcha. Normal derech, right? Lo dechika. There was no pressure. There was nothing pushing it back. Therefore, below hadr meraglayim amokar. Therefore, the meraglayim didn't back into the mokar. Vein derech da mokar. Let's say the meraglayim anyway. It's not normal for Dam Mokka ordinarily to come out with Meraglayim. That would never happen. All that would happen in this strange case is she's holding it back, and therefore, things are going on inside, and it's pushed back somehow. Avol Shoseses. Shoseses means it drips straight down, dripping straight down. Aidi de Ukma Nafshehu, Vikal Mema Hodor, Kilo Amedes, Avol Amedes, EF Sholazanek. If it drips, dripping down, then it could be from the mokor, and therefore she stands. That's like standing. Standing, it will drip straight out. We're not coming in that position. Mizanekis, Rashi says, next Rashi, Nehi nami de lo hod lo mokor miu man lema lo de bahad amerig line. Then I can more ask 1 second. Good, it didn't back into the uterus and come out. But maybe, anachanami, it didn't come together with the merig line. And we can say that. But Dilma bosa de tamu maya, also dami mokor below machas merig line. Maybe it was after she finished merig line, and then more says, no. Okay, we're going to accept that. Mechena or lekala shem adam shutzul chadover. Rabbi Abba Paskin for somebody halachas like a biyosi. Okay, there are two other places in the Masechta, at least two other places in the Masechta where this Rashi elaborates a little further. I just printed it here. Daf Yudalim Beis and Daf Nunzayin Beis, where Rashi, he doesn't say in our Gemara, he says a little more. I said it already, but if you look, Omedes Tameya, that's on Yudalim Beis. Omedes Tameya, the Gemara there quotes this. The cave of the Dechuka, he had the Meraglayim Amokar, right? Because our pressure went back into the Mokar. But Yosheb is Tahora, the Mokar Meraglayim above it, ain't Tameya El Adam Amokar. Right? When the Kamar Meir, Omedes Tameya, Alpha Gab, the Ikas Sapkuni, the Sapkinu, the Mokar Meraglayim, cave of the Meraglayim, the Dachik, the Alma, the Cheskas, the Mokar, Mitame, Hokanam, Mitame. Okay? That's the problem of Tumah. And Rashi earlier, a few pages earlier from us, on the Zana base, Omedes Tmeya, the Aydin Docha Glaba, the Ba'uma, the Ishtina, the Lo Yochla, the Atzor, she couldn't hold it back, she couldn't hold it in anymore. How the Meraglayim and Mokar writes the Dam. Somehow the Meraglayim backs into the Mokar and brings out Dam with it. But Yosheb is Tahor, the Maka Yeshom Mokar, it must be some kind of Maka she has. Shein Derech Dami, the Lord says in Meraglayim. So anyway, that's the story of the sugya. The question is, would we pass him like Rabbi Yossi? But what exactly, and that's the Machlokes Rishonim, which you begin to see, what exactly we pass like Rabbi Yossi, automatically that's it, Torah, no matter what? Or do these chilukim, do some of these chilukim between Omedes and Yosheves, between Mizanekes, and where it comes out in the normal fashion, Shoses is when it drips out, or sitting on Sasa Sefer, does those matter to Rabbi Yossi also? Or when Yossi says, Ben Kach or Ben Kach Tahora, that's where the guards are sitting and standing, maybe. But maybe the way it comes out, or Other chilukim mentioned, maybe they apply to Rabbi Yossi as well. You hear the kasha, right? So if you look in Tosas on Ardaf, on the Tesla base, Tosas quotes Rashi, and then they continue, the kasha masha pirusha de omedes efshal azanek. Okay, Rashi, the Tosas find it difficult to, Rashi said that if she's standing, it's impossible for her to come out in that ark. In Cana, my noka klal omedes. What do you mention omedes for? Lo listi aliyo shevis, v'liflog ben mizanekas, the show says this. We have to, you know, you could have divided it differently. It says Shev, which is normal. And now we should look at how did it come out, right? Anyway, he gave a bunch of terutz. And one of them is, V'odi Yishlomar, Damak Shesover, Da'ayri Masisim Mishoseses. That's the case of Mishnah. The Misanekes, Afilu Omedes Tahora. Okay? Because it's a normal way. The Lekalamema Hadur, Ho Misanekes. You don't say that it went backed in, because obviously he wasn't holding it that much, because it came out in a normal fashion. Ulachi Parach Yoshevitz came in the Shoseses. Okay, there's one problem, namely it's shoseses. In other words, the reyasa, the indication of something unusual, is two things. Either she's standing, or it's shoseses, dripping out, not in the normal arc, but dripping, right? Those are the two negatives. Those are the two indications that something is off kilter here. And therefore, then, in such cases, we can be choshish that maybe the marigold backed into the uterus somehow and came out with dam, right? So that's a question. Do you need for it to be tar? For according to Biosi, you need to be tar. Okay, you need to have tar to le tevuso. Okay, that's both Yosheves and Mizanekes, so to speak. As long as one thing's wrong, then it's a problem, according to Biosi. Okay, but according to a mayor who disagrees, the implication tells us that according to a mayor, you need, it's only a problem when it's tar to the reyuso. You could suggest that Rameir is not being tar all the time. According to Rameir, Rameir says that it makes a difference. One thing wrong, one reyuso is enough of a problem for Rameir. Okay? You need, according to him, you need tar to the tevuso. What does Rabbi Yossi require? So you could say that Rabbi Yossi requires, as long as you have one thing normal, then it's good. But Tarti L'Reyuso, okay, even Rabbi Yossi would admit that. In other words, when Rabbi Yossi says, in the end of the Mishnah, Ben Kach or Ben Kach Torah, that's with regards to Omedes and Yoshevis. But even Rabbi Yossi would admit that if something else is, or one thing is wrong, okay, namely, so then even Rabbi Yossi would be, he's not Metayr all the way through. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? That's how Tosus understands. He was explaining the Shita of Rameir, who's being in Tar Tila Tevusa. So Rabbi Yossi doesn't require Tar Tila Tevusa, but perhaps requires one Tevusa. Okay? That's the point. It has to be Mizanekas. Right? So that's the way Tosus seems to learn. So it's not a blanket. It's not that Rabbi Yossi holds automatically all these cases to Torah. The Rosh says it a little more clearly. The Rosh is in Perek Tes here in Nida Siman Al 8. It works out the sugya, okay? And he says, Right, that was the Gemara's kasha. Isn't that enough to have chad l'reuso? Umeshani kulam asnisin ayrim asnekes v'tar to l'tevuso beina hilchach omedes afagav d'mizanekes tmeya kevin the ein rachman iftar yoshev is nami isho ses is tmeya. Okay, so that's how he's learning. Rosh is explaining with Meir, right? The one or the other is a problem. You need tar to l'tevuso. Okay, then he goes on a side point. Hod and Tosus is the kasha. Hod and Amaflik Yoshevus at Meir. Hechad Lozinka. The Nichotzei. Technically, we wanted to phrase it a different way. Okay, but that's all of that. Near the Hainu four lines at the bottom now. That Rosh Dafka the Meir the Metam of Yoshevus Yosesus. Hilchav Mizanekis Nami Ikalamechash the Bosa Tomaya Upasik Azinuk Enamai Miotzim Begura. It doesn't come out, you know, that normal force. Havel Kamosha Sessus with Chosim Ergon and Walker Beodam. Avel Rabbi Yossi the Mitar Omedes Pechadel Tevusa. The mezanekes b'yosheves, which says is nami lo chai, is dilma. So again, it comes out, Rabbi Meir requires karti l'tevusa. Rabbi Yossi is okay with chad l'tevusa, if mezanekes Torah, but he'll agree that if she's omedes and shoseses, then tmeya. You follow? So that's like Tosus. That's what the Tosus and the Rosh say. Okay, that even a Yossi is not metayer all the way. If you have one, if you have two negatives, tar to the tevusa, Rabbi Yossi will also mimetami. Got it? Tosus early, I told you we saw before the Rashi on Yud Dalam Beis, quotes from Chananel, another approach. Okay, Rabbi Yossi mitar. Miu Rabbeinu Chananel, Pirish, Rabbi Yossi lav legamrei mitar b'yisha shoso tzorchel, uchvaskon domer mishum nida itmar. He has a different way of learning altogether. Rabbi Chananel says that Rabbi Yossi is not mitar legamre. Okay, he's not mitar all the way, meaning he's talking about she's not a nida. Okay, but for Tara's purposes, okay, but there'll still be a problem like a kesem. It's still like a kesem, and therefore she was sula baila. Okay, that's the way Tosus works out according to Ben Chanana. Okay, it's not as clear from Tosus there, but it's clear from the Ran and the Tshuva that I printed in source 10. Okay. Look at the Ran, Chuvas Haran, Simon Memtes. V'chein ma, the Ran writes this verse, V'chein ma shekasavta shekosa v'rav v'meir b'chuvah v'shem Rabbi Chanano. V'chitia Rabbi Yossi dafka l'taros u'shetir avol kol abayla modil r'meir. Okay, that's the shita that's quoted in the name of Rabbeinu Chanano. The Ran rejects it. He says, Ein elo adivin nevius, v'ein la ma'am eshishmochu. We don't find any such thing to rely upon, that there's such a shita. The law of Chananel zal hu dechosam ala. I never saw Rabbi Chananel, believe Rabbi Chananel said it. Our others do quote from Rabbi Chananel. Tosus implies like that. Others do quote it from Rabbi Chananel. Okay? Now, for example, the Mordechai in his Hilchos Nida, which is printed, if you remember, in the back of Shavuos, right, in Remez Tav Shin Lamed Hay 11. But nearly, the mitoch pirish Rashi mashma, the Mishnah Ser Kamarbe, the afilu resha, the chad sveka, shari afilu chatchila. Okay, there's only one sub, that's a biosi, right? But when a chanano pirish, dafka seifa, the ikatre sveki, shari lechatchila, av resha, the chad sveka, the ebed in lechatchila lo. So it's not the same version of chanano it's only on Taras, so the Ran may be right about that, but Rav Chananel clearly has a different shita. According to Rashi, that's a simple way to learn the sugya, right? Rav Yossi's mitar. What the Mishnah? What's the Lashon Mishnah? Benkach or Benkach? Rav Yossi's mitar all the way, and that's how Rashi learns it. But he says Rav Chananel doesn't say that. But Rav Chananel brings up this issue again of the number of problems, the tar to the tevusa, rechado tevusa, and he says when there are two problems, then it's mutar l'chadchila. Tar to the tevusa, but reisha the chadzvek of the evidence l'chadchila. Okay, so that's another version of Chanano, and again he quotes a little bit later. Amir Lachu Biosi Uposak Mori Kedaleil Uposak Haram. That's Ram Rutenberg Davka Shenimtzu Toch Haseifa Lishal Svasa Nisal Svasa Dam Tmei Lechatchila Afal Gav the Kaimel and Kabiosi Mitar Bchol Inyan Umas Vilechatchila Mi Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish Tahani Vilu Betray Sveika Avachad Sveika the Evin Lechatchila Lo. Okay, so again, this other version of Chanano, Mordechai is choshish for it. Okay, so we have, this different shitas we've shown exactly. Yeah, the Gemara says specifically Alach Rabbi Yossi. We're not exactly sure what Rabbi Yossi meant. Okay, Rashi seemed to understand the way the Mordechai learns Rashi all the way. Any of these cases, standing, sitting, any of these unusual cases, any dam in the Merak line is mutter, and let's go home. That's what he says. Okay, that's how Rashi seems to learn. But others say perhaps l'chatchil b'dievet, perhaps it depends on, that these chilukim in the Gemara between how the urine comes out and so on, or where she's sitting, these may make a difference according to Rabbi Yossi as well. The Ramban, in the Hilchos Nida, Paragimel Osches, He learns the simple way, more or less like we just said, Rashi. Avala isha shishtina mayim v'yotza dam imeraglayim bein me'omud bein me'yusha afilu hergisha gufo v'niz da'aza eina choshashas afilu b'zanazeh shargosh meraglayim izu u'biyadua she'ein dam ha'boim meraglayim al dam maka. Period. The Ramban, you see, does not make any of these kilukim, no chilukat chamadiyavet, no chilukat, you know, the kesem, it doesn't go any of this. He just says straight out, like the Pasha Pshat that the Mordechai attributed to Rashi. She's Tahora always be passed like a Biosi and finished. Dam and Meraglayim, we assume it's Dam Maka, we don't have to worry that maybe it backed up, this, that, and the other thing, no problem. Okay, and that's how the Rashbo and the Taurus of Bias, or also writes Bias Zayin Shar Dalad. Here is a case where a woman has a discharge of dam from her body, but you're not choshesh. B'zeyim to b'shnei inyonim. Two cases. Ha'ech levad. Ha'ech ad kiyon shiyotza dam b'shol shiyotza tzorcheho. Okay, the time when she's going to bath in that case. Same as Riesha the Makam Mokor. Osa Tzorcheho, she quotes our Gemara. Okay, that's the case of our Gemara. And you don't have to read the whole thing. He quotes it. You skip down to three lines in the bottom. Mistabra. The chol had, look what he says. Mistabra, the chol hadain shikla v'tarya alivadur meiri. The whole back and forth in the Gemara about Mizanekes and Shoseses and sitting on the edge of the table, that's all in the Remeir. That's what the Rashbo writes. Umistabra the chol hadin shikla v'tarya chol hadin shikla v'tarya alibeder meiri. The whole discussion of the Gemara is shalok halacha. It's analyzing the sitra of meir. The kaven the iu choish afilu bo b'shas trochem nechashnami kol heichad ikla mechash. Right. Since he's worried, he's choshish, he's machmir on their lives. So now we have to discuss what the position is and this and that. Then we can have a discussion. Okay. Aval Rabbi Yosi. Came with the Bishas Trochem, also Dam, Chazok, and Mayim Bo. If there was a Dam that came out, the Chazok, it came from, not from the uterus, but feeling himself Svasa Sable, even if it's Svasa Sable, but Kaimel and Kabiosi, like the Gemara conclude. So, Rashbo, the Rabban, they all learn straight that we pass on Kabiosi, all the Chilukim, again, it's different than Tosas, different than Rosh, different than Merchanan, the Mordechai, but that's how they learn. And the Rambam also seems to learn that way. If you look in Parakel, Yud Zayin, 14. Ahisha shishtina mayim, yotza dam erglayim, bein shishtina v'yomedes, bein shishtina v'yoshevis, harezu Torah. Period. Right? Again, it doesn't make any of these chilukim. V'afilu hirgish gufa v'nizdaza, even if she felt something, ena choshesh shagos, ashgosh is merglayim. That's sometimes the body shakes a little when you go to the bathroom. She'ein merglayim and a cheder, remember how at the beginning we divided the different parts of the inside of the body, cheder, prozos, it doesn't come from inside. V'damze damako, v'chalchulis, v'kuya, it's from the some kind of a maka from the kidney or something else. Okay, that's what the Rambam also learns. The Gos Mamani there on the on that Rambam in Os Beis, it's Parakalif Yizayim, right? Os Beis. The Gos Mamani is like always. He quotes Amar Yudam Rishon Alach with Loker Meir. Okay, because of Aram B'Tshuva, but he, as always, also a Gos Mamani is a Talmud of Rambam. Look, I told you this once before. The Gos Mamani on the Rambam very rarely analyzes each Rambam. Probably some places, but very rarely. The Gos Mamani usually just tells you what the Ashkenazic Rishon, particularly the Maharam Rutenberg, says on this topic. You know, he's not right. Come, you notice that Gos Mamani, right? He's not mefalpel on the words of the Rambam. He's telling you that Simcha says this, and Maharam Rutenberg says that. Right? That's what he usually does. So here he says he quotes the Tshuva Maharam Rutenberg, the Afra Biosi lo matar Biosheves, right? That even Biosi doesn't is not matar Biosheves Biosheves al svasa sefel umzanekes. Right, again, he says like those other Mishalim that we saw. Okay, against the Rambam. The Rambam says it doesn't matter. The Rambam, the Rambam, the Rashbo, perhaps Rashi, they all say, you know, it doesn't matter. Yossi's Mitar all the way. Any Dam Bergalim is Mutar and finished. But Gos Mamani quotes the Ibar Mutenberg, that's the Mordechai quoted, and so on. I was on the third line of Minyan Acher, Chashin and Dimma Bosta Talmayos Adam, and Rogar Choshu's other things according to him as well. So that's. Again, that's how it goes. When it comes out, if you think about it, there are four cases, right? There's Omedes and Shosesis, okay? There's Omedes and Shosesis, right, where she's standing and it drips down instead of coming out in the old fashion. Then there's Omedes, Umzanekes, she's standing and comes out in the normal arc. Then there's Yoshevis, Shosesis, and then there's Yoshevis and Mizanekes. Okay, so you go through the different sheetahs. So the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Rambam, they say Tahor and all the K, all across the board, even Omedes and Shosesis. Okay, they say that even though there's two things wrong, never mind, we're never choshesh for dam neither in Meraglim. So they say tar in all the cases. Tosus and perhaps the Rosh, they say that omedes shoseses, even Rabbi Yossi is machre. Because you have tar to the reyusa, right? That's it. But the other is the Torah. And the Rabbi Chananel, perhaps, or the Mordechai, and goes, my man is over here, they'll say, you know, as long as anything is wrong, you have to be choshesh, and therefore Tmeya. And the only place I'll say Torah is if she was Yosheves, Umazarekes, Tarkle, Tevuso, and it was also in the Seif on Lala Nerim, then they'll say it's Torah. So it comes out, that's the Machlok of Yishon. Is that everyone with me? It's a typical one. That's how most of them understand, yeah. Dr. Morcha, yeah. That goes my name. Now, Saturday Paschim, so you look in the Shulchan Aruch here finally, Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Seif Aleph 16. Again, he's following the Rishon and the Rabban, the Rashbo, the Rambam. Okay, she's Tahora. Afilo Gisha Gufus Daza and Achosheshes Shergesh Argoshes Meraglah Yizu Shem Zomer Gamen Cheder. Right, according to the Rambam, the Dam Zed Amako Bchalchulis Bukudim. No, Mamish the Rebbeim the Rambam that Rabbi Yossi is Matir all the way. Comes the Rambam, Ago. Okay, you have to have Yosheves Vishtina, but Omedes. Now we're going to depend. Im Mikalechas Toch Sefer Nitzashamdam Torah, Av Im Shoses Vaslas Sefer Nitzashamdam Tmeya. Okay, that's the Torah, the name of the Rosh. Okay, mitosis. Right, in such a case, there'll be Omedes Vishoses is a problem. Omedes Mikalechas is okay, but Omedes Vishoses will be a problem. That's the Torah, the name of the Rosh. Right, and Yesh Omer, that's the other sheet, Chananel or Mordechai, right? Magos Mamin, that Phil Yosheves Ein Lahater, Ela Mekaleches, and Nim Zadam Tocha Seifel, and at the end he writes, Rahochi Nog, Zarmo is Machne. Like that list, he did it really is Tomei in all the case, except if it's Yosheves and Mzanekes, and it's inside the Seifel, not Oslas the Seifel. So it's a Machlok of Chan Ramo, not surprisingly, the Ramo follows the Ashkenazic Rishonim. Okay, and the Chaber passes like the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ramban. Okay, so he says, okay, no, yeah.
Has the Maharal understand the Gemara about the relationship in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir? Like, isn't Rabbi Yossi the same as Rabbi Meir?
Right, but Rabbi Meir would, I think he would learn that the Rabbi Meir would say that, where's the Machlokas? The Meir would say to me all the way. When would Rabbi Meir ever say Torah?
Rabbi Yossi.
No, Rabbi Yossi would say Tahora. No, Rabbi Yossi would say Tahora according to him in a case where she's sitting and Mizanekis and it's inside the table. And we want to argue that even you're asking, so where's the Machlokas according to him?
Yeah.
That we're asking according to the Mordechai and let's see. Maybe the Machlokas is a good question. Maybe Machlokas is only with the Chilu B'Di'evit, maybe. Okay, that you're right, it very much narrows the Machlokas, so that's for sure.
Right.
That's for sure. Question, where would there be a distinction? I think the distinction would be the Chilu B'Di'evit. Okay?
According to the Mechran on the Rosh, the Tosos.
No, so they're only arguing.
You only need one Tosos.
Right.
Right.
The Tosos and Rosh will agree that if it's you have one or the other, then Torah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's only if you have both, it's a problem. Tartar to the Rosh, yeah. Okay? And that, the bottom line is the Ramo is Machner. Again, I don't know if you have to read the whole Shach inside. He summarizes here. Sivkot in Bay 17, he just says, if it's Al-Swaseh, it certainly was Totoha Seva, fine. But in Gimel, he says the Yesh Omrim, which he says the Berachanano, the Siato, and you know, notice how he writes, Shekol Dor of Dere Kabbalah. We've seen that already a few times. Berachanano is one of the early Rishonim, so we assume that he has a very solid basis for his Shita. So he spells out the Gemara, really looks like Gemara Daf Yadalad. I'm just trying to think, does he mention where the Machlokas will be? And again, he also mentions this thing, the Metamishum Kesem, right, that's the Sugya Daf Yadalad. Again, talked about similar taras and other cases. And that could be also. It could be that that the Echanami, there's no machlokas by Yishu Lepaila. The machlokas is all by taras. But that's how the Shach seems to say. I'm saying, right, that's how the Shach explains. But yeah, I'm not sure what the Maram, you're right. I'm not sure. Okay. Pesachei Teshuvah brings up an interesting side point, okay, in 18, so caught in Bays. Pesachei Teshuvah says, what about a woman who's already not, you know, she doesn't have, a woman finds a zakena, who's already past menopause. She's not getting a period anymore. She finds a dami. So it's a cotton base. He quotes Chuvas Adoni Obzikni Ponim Eros. Chuvas Ponim Eros. Shekos of the Isha Zekeno. Isha Zekeno. Shechodala or Kanashim Yeshu Tar. The Mahanimza Basis Yisrochev. But Omed is holding it. That doesn't make a difference because Pshita Beosheva certainly. I feel it's a Mensa Sefer. It doesn't matter. Even Das Machmirin. Lo Tima Lamishim Kesem. Even those who, you know, are Machmir only Metamishim Kesem. The Kana Kiliosa because she doesn't have a period at all. And certainly, in any case, you can go back and rely on the Rambam, the Rashbam, the Ramban, and the Mechaber, you know, who say it's mutter for anybody. So, based on this extra zkena, anyway, it's only a kesem. The zkena is not kosher to a kesem, so then it's okay. But the Piskachu himself said, "Well, it's died for Tzorkian because is it so positive? Is it so definite that the zkena is not kosher? It's just for a kesem." Case is not one agrees with that, it is a tzorchin, and maybe there'll be a problem here too if you say that the kesem problem even for is a kena. Okay. Next case, which the Ramah deals with, okay, which whatever the Machaber doesn't, but it's from the next part of the Mishnah, look at 19. Okay. If I go to this, it's okay. I'm good. Okay. Ish, so it's next part of the same mission, 19. Same mission, the Testament base. Let's remember, we're not used to it today, but today you go to the bathroom and flush the toilet. But in those days, there was some kind of a basin that people did, and after a while, you took it outside and dumped it somewhere. Right? So sometimes you can have urine in there for more than one person. So the Mishnah says, Ish v'isha sh'asu tzorchen l'toch ha-seifel, v'nim tzadam alamayim, v'biosi mitayr, v'mishim mitame. Okay, now here, you know, it's unclear that it comes from the man, it comes from the woman, where it comes from. So v'biosi is Matar, I mean, as Rashi says right away, there's no big Kiddush in Yosef. Yosef is Matar, even when it's a woman alone. Okay, Yosef Matar, says Rashi in 20, Da'afilu b'isha greats in Matar. Delek alachat sofik, sofik b'amen amokar, sofik b'amokar meragoyim. B'koshkan hocha, dilma b'isha, also, it's a sake sake here. Because maybe this blood came from the man altogether, it wasn't even from her. So, sofik man, sofik is a man from the woman. I feel it's only from the woman, maybe it's not from the mokar. So the double sofik. Okay, so he's Matar in the case of a single suffix, Trace Sveika, certainly. And the Gemara will ask that question. But anyway, Reb Shimon is Metame. Why? She ain't derech ha'ish lo tzidam, and ha'shechizchiz ha'damim and ha'isha. He says, no, that's not a suffix. And the man doesn't bleed, you know, when he urinates, it simply doesn't happen. Except in very rare cases. So the chazok is, it's when a woman's really only one suffix. That's the case. The Miri explains, I'm putting the Miri here, because he says very clearly, on our daf, New Testament, he writes, "Ish v'isha shoshel tzorchem b'socha seifel, v'nimtzu dam al amayim, v'biosi mitayr, v'pish marsha v'zu afer meir mitayr." Even Reb Meir, who argued in the first part of the Mishnah, you know, with a woman, I feel here, he was mitayr filo b'amida, shay sveik seiko, sofek mene yisha mene yisha, v'imene yisha, shem alo mene makar bo, elo mer glayim. Reb Shimon who mishum tam is she'ena l'dayta l'sofik echad she'chezkes adam min ha'isha chezkes adam min ha'isha v'hu v'lo min ha'ish she'en dark l'sholzi v'ein dam v'ein tzarech l'omar she'bezu alach kabiosi certainly alach z'mar kabiosi here she'ap rishona in the first case also v'lohu tzucho ela sholdas v'yosef she'vitar af l'chadchila kein v'tzorom she'lachadchila matir n'osu l'bayla v'ligi v'taras afilu rishona v'koshi mishim v'chein hochu v'chein alocha. Now, Ugdol Adoros Chochim Livsok or Meir. Okay? Some poskim in the first case want to paskin like a mayor or again limit the machlokas where we saw. Even like Morris Alach Reb Yossi, but they very much limit Reb Yossi says. So Choshish or a mayor. Okay? Explains why the Mivneshu Eish Eino Baduk. We had that already. And Eish Eino Baduk, Benachto Kufsa. Sherebi mitame, okay, which we learned already. So then we said, Reb Meir and Reb Chia, we had those shitas. They all hold against Reb Yossi. How can we pass Reb Yossi? And the answer is because the Gemara says so. But anyway, it's a question. So that's why they want to limit. He didn't sort of want to limit the psak like a biosi. But anyway, he says nonetheless, mekol mokum rov pasuk mekasuk v'reino v'chein adin shemacha bottom line shem betalmud paskul ahead yebesigus kabiosi anulano ein lano chalek v'adorim pshutim. Except Allah is like a biosi. Okay, and that's how, for example, the Miri writes, the Mordechai writes that in that same remez in the Tush Tavshin Lamedei and Nichus Nida Shuas Isha Isha Shoshu Tzorcheim and Tzetzes Sveik Sveika. Again, you know, we accept it. It's even Lachatchila. That's the point. Even Lachatchila, he says it's Mutter. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah here by us in Kuf Tzadi Aleph says in 23, the Davka Kishenimtza Adam. The sefer she mishtanet mashtanet shom lachut. She alone used it. The yodua shuv menu. Avol nimtza b'sefer she ish ish matzil shomayim tar b'cholayim. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward. Okay, and the shach explains according to Rav because it's sveik sveikin. All right. Now the next thing, which I don't want to go into in great detail in sheer, this I printed a few of the rishonim only because it's nogeah to what all the poskim talk about for the rest of the siman more or less. What if she actually felt when she was going to the bathroom? I'd count the simple reading. Right? That's up until this point, you know, we understand the machlokas, we pass it like a biosi. Machlokas, we more how far we pass it, or how far we take a biosi, the kula. But we all agree, everybody agrees that if it's a seifel that has dam that both a man and a woman uses, then it's a sveik and mutter. Yes? So the maharil. I think in the Beis Yosef it's Mitzayin, a different siman. I found the siman Kufayin Gimel. So that's a printed here. Okay, I think it says somewhere else Reish Gimel. I'm not sure, but it's Kufayin Gimel, the edition of Maril that we have available. The issue is she has some sort of she has an aches and pains. She's a cave. She has feelings, you know, when she's when this happens. Okay, Le'inyan Itza de La'el Kfayadat. So he says in this case. So we saw in the Mordechai that the Maram Rundberg is Machmir, okay? And he says, he quotes various other as contemporaries, other Rabbanim, Marash, Maria Levi, okay? One second. Afopi, the third law, fourth, third last line. Afopi she rove palm enam rom and ushim kulacha ashtan, bastan koiblo. Right? Does she have pain when she's urinating? Usually you don't, but sometimes you have some kind of a disease, you do. So, achaka gam palm rom and she ashtan koiblo, tomato. Okay, he wants to say that if she sometimes sees normally, I'm sorry, if she sometimes urinates normally, there's no dam. Okay? I'm sorry, she sometimes sees dam. Without pain, sometimes he's within pain. Then he wants to say that tmeya. But vim olam in a roim lo shabet and koiv lo matmi tibur then tahora. In other words, if she always has a certain pain, so then we're going to say tahora because it comes from that pain. The dam comes from whatever is causing that pain. Right? Vim olam in a roim im lo shabet and koiv lo matmi tibur the lower part of her stomach hurts, then tahora. Did I manage Shalom Arab? Is that Dhamma Maka? She said, I have this pain, so they assume the Dham comes from Maka. Okay, but that's what he says. And therefore, he told whoever sent the Tshuva, Tadakte Kate with our Imyeshlo Vesas, or if she has a Vesas, then Tola Bevesta, the Shema Rosa Bishas Hashton, of him Aina Roel, because you're clever on Matadurah, Ozzy Torah. That's what he said. And he speaks about a disease here called Horan Vinda. I think it's a form of a urinary, I don't know exactly what it is. It's a urinary tract infection, I think. Or that type of thing. So again, women sometimes have these situations. He says in all these cases it'll be tahora. But what's relevant to us now is he says you should do a bedika. Okay, look at the next page. Achein l'fi masha kozmer reshmari leil shetzarach lishlam ina rov b'shas hashan welcome our glav lomos hakav ani rogil lomar l'noshim kavna livdok. Okay, they should put in sometimes. She should put in tzvicha lachnis moch. To put in some type of moch and go to the bathroom that way and see if the moch is clean. Bottom line is, he talks about doing some type of a bedika. That's what he recommends. To see, did it come from, you know, where the dam came from. All right? The Sefer Agur, which one later we shown him, in Simon Elef Shin Samaches 26, Posak Golo Bedoro Mar Yaakov Molin. That's the Maril. Because Maril was named Yaakov His last name is Mullen. So how does it become Lamed? The Lamed is the Levi. Of Yaakov Alevi, that's what's called the Maharil, right? Yaakov Alevi. But his last name is Mullen, so sometimes called Yaakov Mullen. That's the same person as the Maharil. So that's the Ogre is quoting. Psposa God of the Dorm Yaakov Mullen, Al Isha Shein Laves Kabua, Ach Bechol Pam Shah Rosa Bisimonim. Kagon, Matesha, so Hoshesh, Bikrasa, and so on. The Ato, Niskalkala Osa Isha. She has a lot of pain when urinating. It's a lighter color. Otherwise, we're told that it came from the Makkah, the Tahor, and so on. And anyway, he does not seem to say. He says it's room to be mekel. We're not experts in dam, but linyan zikazem akilin. Okay? So he does not seem to require a bedika. At the end, the Mari Vail, who's another one showing, and Simchav Hang, also speaks about a bedika. So that's what I wanted to show you from there, because now you understand what the Ramor writes in the next part of the paragraph. Okay? And Mari also writes, Mari Vail also writes, Bishar Shemar Glein. And so on. So based on all this, again, you can read it inside another time. It's not pivotal. I just printed the sources for the Ramah. Okay, so let's look at 28. This is the Ramah. The Ramah continues. All this discussion about finding dam in the Meraglim is it's happened once in a while, but mikra. I'm not sure what that is, but I think it's a sort of a urinary tract type infection, which, you know, men can get also, but it's more common in women. It is painful. Near the Yesh Lahat Becholigan, Doike Adai Mochicha, Shesha Maka, Maka, but so it tells my God, she feels that pain, then she would tell the dam in that pain. Okay, that's what's causing the blood. Even if she found it after urinating, she was just cleaning herself to Oro. Here to mention it, some Maril Reish Gimel, but it's a really cool, fine guy. That's the Maril. Okay, requires the Bedika. And he writes, he's Machmir, the thing comes up. Then she should be, you know, and she has a vessel, so then, you know, then she should do a bedika. And the Shach, again, it's a Cotton Zion, quotes the Maharil. He wants the Maharil a little differently, not the Maharil is Vada. He says the Maharil is Masupik about it. At the end, he also quotes the Maharil Vile, you rely on this bedika. So that's a question. And one who has this situation, and she sees Dam, the Maramor says that she be choshesh from the Maril, and the Marivail says she should do a bedikah, you know, to see that there was did not come from.
She has vessels?
That's what he seems to say. Yeah. That's what Maril says. I don't think Marivail says like that. Okay, Marivail I think says in either case. He doesn't. Marivail doesn't make that chilek.
Well, she doesn't have vessels.
Doesn't make a chilek. It's always not saying always do bedikah. Yeah, look at the very end of the Shach. Shach said before. Look at the very end of the Shach. He named Mari. You just know, sometimes you have to know, just to say, when you see the abbreviation Reish Yud Vav, a lot of times you see that in the Shach. Right? So sometimes that's referred to Reni Ruham. But it's also you have to know when it, you have to see kind of Mari Vile. Okay, Mari Vile. We have two of some of it. I think my friend Shlaim recently printed a volume of Chelik Aleph. I have it home somewhere, but you know, it's an important post. So look what he says at the end. He named Mari Vail B'tshuvas in Chofei Somech B'pshitol B'dikazu B'chashol B'dikam Asuv Lo Iskel Achalik B'yeshav Asalov. You see that? The very last line of 29. Mari Vail does not make that Chelik. Okay?
Mari Vail did.
Yeah.
When you have Vestas,
Yeah. But he does make the Chelik. So now the Mordechai again, all of it's all in the same place. The Mordechai Tosha Lamed Hey 30. Hashtag was Alpinim Zosa Isha Regila Liros Dam Tadir Achashosas Rachel Ain La Hetel Abayla Elin, which always happens. So therefore, you have to be machmir Ain La Hetel Abayla Elin came to Hakamenu Gimel Pomim. Shetivdo Gimel Pomim Achashosas Rachel V'Megimel Pomim Lo Simtsa Sulo Chashina Filo Livdo Katzma Achashatasas Rachel the whole Abayla Boy Bdiga. This is a regular problem. Until three times in this examiner, finding nothing. After Talis Maragolim, she's awesome. Okay, it's a problem. Okay, and it's going to be Rechoshish, will require the Bedika, and will always require the Bedika. If the Bedika turned out no good, she goes to the Bala. If it turned good, so she's Mutanus Bala then, but we will we'll always require Bedika until three times. And without a
Bedika. Who is it after the first time or only the
I think after the first time, if there's nothing there, then she's Mutanus. But she'll still have to do Bedika next time. She can only stop doing Bedika once three times in a row. The Bedika yielded nothing. Okay? That's how the Ramal continues. 31. In Bodka Atzma Gimel Pomen Miki Agav, in Motza Moch Noki, Mutaris Achakla below Bedika. Shol B'Shaz Vesta. Okay? The Chazok Adam Makahu. Me'achar She'en Motza Atos Arak Achar Shishina. Now he writes, the chol ze rafka margesha margeshes keivim erglel. Avel im ein margeshes keiv ubudekes atzma achar tatalas mamot zadam, im lo mot zadam erglel vada etmeya. That's a problem. If she doesn't feel any pain, it's not that we told her, she'll be vada etmeya. If she always has this problem. So, I don't know if this is what you're getting at, Ali, but the Pisket Tshuva quotes in the Dalam of Vava, that's the Rabbi Huda, right? It's a cotton hay. He says, what do you need three times? Enough one time. Once she doesn't see it, then it's over. Why do you need three times? He says, we bought cards from Gimel Pomen. Right? I am Dogma Rosh Tomos at the Ba'ofen Zeh Shalamoch Lo Motzadam, Ubdika Motzadam, Sagri Pamacha, Shekhar Noda, Shesh Shomoch Merglai Maka. He said, there was a Maka there, and one time is enough. Okay? When the Maril says Gimel Pomim, he says Hainin Lo Motz Adam Klal, okay, and then so the Roker. But if she sees it, there's a Dam Makar. So what's the problem? After one time,
yeah,
that's
it. Yeah, that's it. Came from the Torah.
Well, it depends what the Bedika yields. Okay, Shekvar. If the Bedika. If the Bedika shows, right, if the Bedika is clean, means that dam came from a Maka, right? Then the one time should suffice. That's what he's saying. Okay? Well, what's the Ma'aril then? Hainim lo motzadam klal. Yeah, I think what he means, just a second. It often says Shalomoch lo motzadam. V'dika motzad, right? The moch didn't have dam. V'dika motzadam. You're right. The v'dika does. V'dika is just could be maka. It's talking about v'dika revealed that it was a maka, as opposed to the moch which was inside. The moch was clean, but the v'dika revealed the dam came from somewhere else. Yeah,
that's just v'dika.
Yeah. Look, it's a distinction. It's a distinction. But often says Shalomoch lo motzadam or v'dika motzadam. Then we know that's from. Right, remember, because you see, you look in the Maril, so to insert a moch inside, then to urinate again. Okay, so the Bedika here is on the sides, yeah. Yeah. Okay? It's all a long, all part of a one continual Ramah. There's only one sif in this whole simon. It's all one long Ramah. Okay? Again, these are all side cases. It's, So then there's another chumrah that goes maybe in that same place in Perkei Halachim in Zion Ospeis quotes of Pshita Shim Achar Ashtona Bodka Motzadam the Tmei Imloshe, thus you know there's Dam Mako. Okay, and Mordechai also says that. The Afal Gam, Tafshim Lamed Hastel, in Shuas 34, Afal Gam, the Kamek of Yosef Dam Rabbein Amed, as I show us to Orek in the Pesach Shmuel, Hani Milikidim to Dam Besefel, Shein Der Dam Lobo, Merg Lion, Elabad Dam Maki, Avalim Bodka, Chakav Ros Adam, Hu Dam Ein Vad Elamed Amokar, came to Osam Mamish Merg Lion. Here what happens, the Merg Lion, nothing came out with it. And now she inspected, that's what Bota goes by on the Mordechai thing. Now she did the bdikah and found them, then you can't say it has to do with the Merag Lion. Right? So there are more rights in 35. Avol imotza dam toch merag lel. Vigam ala ein shebot katzol yeshom nitzmeyem. Delo itiu rak dam shen tzom merag lel, but not on the, on the examination board. But yeshom shetor the dam shen nimtza tolen shadai nisha mitamtis merag lel. But he says yesh lahachmer. Okay, here's something. Okay. It's interesting, he writes Yesh Lahachmer, the Shach, that's the Iker Din. Okay, that's the Iker Adin. Shach is a Kohen Ches. Right, because either Amo himself or he paskin. That the only time you were Mekel is in the Yosheves and Mizanekah, so he calls Mekalachas. So therefore, if you found any aid, then Abad is Tumeya. So Ein Kanchum al Kach Shor Shadin. And then the other Achronim discuss, well, one second, what if after this case you do a Bedika? Will that Bedika, the Maril's Bedika, the Marival's Bedika, will that help? Will that help? Okay, in other words, if you found Dam, afterwards, not with the Merag Lion. You found Dam afterwards. Right? That's that question, which remember, the Shach says to be Machmer, which I'm sorry, the Ramon says to be Machmer. Shach says Mikar Din like that, not just a Chumrah. Right? That because it wasn't with the Merag Lion. So will a Bedika help? So Chavis Da'as says no. And then in Chidush Shemos Tes, Lo Mahani Lo Bedika Smoch Noki. In that case, the Bedika won't help. Okay? There the Tzemach Tzedek quotes the So the Arad, the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Tshuvas, Yerodeh Sam Kuf Mem Vav, quotes him as, for the Balatanya. He said, in that case, it can be. He says, Lochein, look, the last line, Avshar, Amor, Kosel, Hachma, Gidaz, Maram, Shekhu, he said, Yesh, Nismach, Halkon, Abedikas, Marivai, Latara. Okay? Good. The other thing which the Mordechai adds, so again, this whole Ramo is based on that Mordechai. 39, the Ramo adds, Mordechai adds, right? If you ain't a regular is Dam b'chol pam, el the prokim. Let's say she doesn't always see Dam with the Merag Lion every day, just certain fixed times. The osam prokim shoven b'kviyas obedilu. They're fixed times. So guess what? Kaval avesis. That's a vesis. Okay? More air when it gets out. Fine. That's a vesis. So, and the Ramon parts like that also. Continuing the same Ramon, 40. The Eina Regila Liros Rak Leprokim, Kovaz Leveses Ima B'derach Kevah. Bein Veses Shoveh, Bein Veses Diluvim, whatever the Veses will be. That's considered Kviyas Veses. That done. Okay? The Rishonim, or the Rishonim rather, also taught, Mordechai talks about it too, but it's the Tuvas Haran that I quoted earlier in Simon Mem Tes, was asked, Isha Shem Eishim Atalas Mayim, Nimtza chatzas adom in Merag Lel. Gam achar kach shivudekes asma madinam. Because she finds some kind of a different type of red. What's the din? He goes, true, it's a shari, it's mutter. V'nidosh, later he says, V'nidosh v'nei harik nimtza v'toch ha-safal, v'asfas ha-safal. Sh'otza chatzas adom nimtza in Merag Lel. In Merag Lel. Okay. V'ein karachoch klal d'bos tamvayim, so v'yosi tahora, v'yifsik hilchasom v'hedya kirbyosi. Okay, this is dam that's assumed to come from the kidneys. And therefore it's not for the mucker.
That's same color, it's,
yeah, it's a chunkier, I think. A little, thicker.
The same color.
Just well, I think both. It's darker and a little thicker. Okay. Like little clumps. That's what the Ramo writes. At the very end, the Ramo writes, B'imena motza dam achar kach shibonek ez atzma. Karkin, karkin, kmochol, chitzis adom, nimsa kaze gamke, meraglav, vishas vesta. Okay, all the farm acharim roed dam mamish kisharnas ve'ena motzelos l'chomra akacham regleh tohora. She never has it. Just when she goes to the bathroom, she has this. Ve'ena dam rakol shadarko libolin beklayos. It's another waste that comes out of the kidneys. Okay, and the Shach points out, you know, you don't even need a bedikah for that either. Okay. Good. The Pisrei Tshuva in Sukkot and Zion. Quotes of Chacham Tzvi, who says his machmen is. Quotes of the Rai Matazo, that shock, it's Mater Sikaris. He's machmen those things. Let's see, we also quotes other people. Alright, again, it's uncommon. You have to ask a shalom. And I also quote the Chidah, 45. The Chidah writes, similar, Isha wants a dam al eich of Yeshua Tchorim, Tchorim hemorrhoids. Okay, she has hemorrhoids. Okay, so then Tol B'Tchorim. I think I once mentioned that, right? Ve'in Tzor Lidlo kim dam Tchorim kadam zeshim tzor beg ruhe. Okay, he says he's making on hemorrhoids. So, in any event, halacha l'maisa today, there's a lot of discussion. In terms of, again, the best thing is not to look. When a woman wipes herself, she shouldn't look. You want to look at the Taras HaBayis of Rav Yosef, Chelek Aleph Tzimut Aleph, and the Mishmeres Tara Posei HaKono in the very end. He says, V'lachein al mishmarti yashmor, sheish lo tar b'dam ha-nimtzai dey kinuch b'chutz. Wiping, no wiping. Any dam there, he says, we're mekelim ein bo shir kagris v'od. O she nimtzal beget tzavu, or is on a beget tzavu, o al niyar she'enim kabel tumah. This is the whole fish with toilet paper, okay? Which maybe, you know, in our Rabbanu Machmir, I think the Rabbanu Machmir are generally make on toilet paper because we assume it's not a Kamal Tumah. And the Rabbanu is make over here. The water also, there's a whole discussion about the status. Let's say she sees Dam in the toilet water. She gets up, she sees Dam. So many assume also that water, that this water is not a Kamal Tumah, you know, and, right? There's a whole, I didn't print these sources, I guess I could have, if we had the time, but, there's a whole discussion of water in general. Water is mitayer a person, right? Water is not mekabel tumah. And what about the toilet seat itself? Okay, many assume that it's mechubel karka, it's attached, and therefore it's also not mekabel tumah. There's a lot of leniencies. I think that again, dam in the water is a bigger problem than dam of toilet paper, and maybe it depends when it comes out in clumps. Again, all those situations you have to look. You have to look into it. If the dam comes out and normal dam comes out and you see that it's more than, you know, it's a significant amount, then it may be, again, it's a discussion whether this mayim is mekabel tumah. Maybe I should have printed the source of that.
Why is chain related?
What's that?
Why is the amount of dam there is a chain related?
No, it doesn't. I'm just saying that that's also a factor. There's more dam, and you have to be nervous, you know, also. The Rabbi, again, he says it is not Kugus or Ode, he's not to talk about Ode Nitzel Beket Tzavua. I'm going to say, I don't want to agree with that. He's making. Okay, he is. He says, again, Eshigesha Tara Dam and Nitzel de Kinoch Mahutz, Ibn Emo Shigus Ode, Ocean. But that's how they Kinoch, not to mind in the water. Because the Machoka is within the water. So even some people are making, you know, by water in general, but if it's a lot of Dam, they're more nervous about it. You have to look in the. I don't think that the post can talk about it here. To double check. I think only about a shulchan and shiva shiva. I don't think we talk about it here in this in the end of this siman. I think it might have been earlier in the siman talking about song on different things. Let's take a look.
How much if a woman sees it actually come out? Not like it's really understands why.
Yeah.
And
it's very rare. It's very hard to imagine that.
If she come out, actually,
yeah. Again, you know, if you go back in the language of the Rashba, is that Rashba? At the beginning. Rashba has a lotion. Look at 11, look at 13. Omim Sha'isha Roa Megufa Ve'ena Choshesh's. Right? Namely, Kidon Shiyotza Dam Mishal Shiyotza Tzvachem. That's your case. Again, but that's Rashba, who's like whom Mechaber is Mekel. Right? There are more, who's Choshu the other Shitas, so there could be a problem. Ashkenazim followed the Rambam, that we would consider to be a problem. It depends on the amount, right? So he says there were hachinog, he said to be, if it didn't come out normally and so on. But if it came out in a normal fashion, you know, and she's sitting, I think we'll make it. But again, if it's a lot of dam, so then it's indicative of something else. It's hard to be torn a makkah when it's a significant amount, right? And it's a normal color, as opposed to clumps and other things where we can say it's from the kidneys or something else, right? Okay, so that's this.